phosphorus runoff from agricultural fields and urban sources enters the Fox River and moves north to Green Bay. Algae feeds on the phosphorus, so it grows, dies, and then falls to the bottom of the bay. Kevin Firmenich is an environmental science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He says the algae blocks oxygen. That affects sport fish and the mayfly larvae they feed on. Firmenich says there's been evidence of the zone for decades. However, he says recent research by the Green Bay Metro Sewerage Department and UWGB students show it's getting worse.
So it is getting more persistent, and we're concerned that with climate change, that if we have longer periods, warmer conditions, longer periods of stratification, meaning warm water on top and cold water on the bottom.
Firmenich says the dead zone is mobile. It begins in an area off the town of Dykesville, which is located to the north of the city of Green Bay. From there, the zone can extend for miles to the north and south.
They can reach all the way down to the mouth of the bay. And it may exist for a number of days, and then we might get a wind from the southwest that'll mix the bay because the wind is blowing up the length of the bay, and that'll re-aerate that bottom water.
Firmenich says there are ways to prevent making the dead zone worse than it already is. He says wetlands and buffer strips can keep phosphorus out of the Fox River and its inlets. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.